soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on November 11, 2015. I have a lot of things to share from my heart today, and we're going to open up the scriptures and read and hear through the Spirit of the Lord what God is saying about the issues pertaining to the kingdom of God, the true assembly of Jesus Christ, some would call a church. But I see a great need to go over these scriptures because the scripture is living, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's capable of cutting asunder between joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And this is what Jesus encountered when he came to his own, and his own received him not. Jesus was sent at the seasons appointed by the Father, even after all the prophets that were sent and the wise men that were sent by the Father and were murdered at the hands of religious men, professional religious masters over God's heritage. The whole thing was corrupt. And if you could read Isaiah chapter 5, you'll read about the vineyard of the Lord, how God felt about he had planted good seed in a vineyard, hedged it, built a tower, watered it, cared for it, and what happened? He came to his vineyard and he found it with nestles and tares and weed and overgrown and an abomination and detestable, and he said, destroy it. Jesus alluded to these same things when he went through the land of Israel and Judah, and he ministered when going into the temple. The people loved their temple. They loved the goodly stones. They loved the appearance, the hardship that men were encountering as they came to what was supposed to be the house of God had become a den of thieves and robbers. Nothing is new under the sun. The same paradox is true today, even though these things were written many years ago, 2,000 years ago, at the hands of Jesus, through what Jesus went through, the apostles, the early assembly of the Lord Jesus Christ that was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father from on high, to be bold witnesses for Jesus, declaring the gospel, the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the redemption of the Lord that was through the only begotten Son, Jesus, laying down his life, being rejected by his own people and the Gentiles, the Roman governing power of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing's new. And what the apostles went through, being persecuted by the same religious professional men that were hirelings, that exalted themselves over the people. They had places of worship called synagogue. And it has nothing to do with Judaism. It's just a place, a building, where people went. Does that sound familiar? We have places today called churches that are governed by the same spirit and the same manner. It's an order. It's a way. It's a tradition that is in absolute contradiction to the scriptures, the commands of Jesus, the commands of the apostles. And I say that people are not in the scriptures, they are not seeking the Lord, and therefore they are deceived by the masters of deceit. This is what's on my heart today to share. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, listen, talks about people that have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. Go away from people that look on the facade, look on the front. They appear as righteous. They appear religious, but they are not walking with the Lord. They do not know the Lord. They do not know his voice. They do not do his will. It's all a pretense. It's all to persuade people that only look on the appearance, on the superficial, contrary to what Jesus has taught. He said, judge not by the appearance. Judge not by the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. This makes us absolutely dependent upon the gifting of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Lord told us. He said, "You're my friend indeed if you keep my commandments." This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus replaced Moses. The commandments of God at the administration of Moses and the law God wrote in stone. All of that was broken and removed and demolished. If you would read Matthew chapter 24, verse 2. "Not one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And the builders that reject the cornerstone rebuild. They keep the same tradition. They keep the same doctrines. They keep the same manners that disobey the Lord. It's supposed to be God's house, but they've made it a den of thieves and robbers. And every single gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, relays the story how Jesus took cords in his fury and overturned the tables of the money changers as people came from all over the regions and all over the world to worship God at appointed times called feasts. But it became a business and a racket just like it is today and has been. But somewhere in here, there are true sheepies, little lambs, lambkins, that really do love the Lord and have faith and sincerity. And they really want to follow the Lord and they really do seek him. And by his grace and his kindness, he calls them by their names and they follow him. And this is where we're at today. Are you going to stay in religion or are you going to follow the Lord? We're talking about the last days in this text, 2 Timothy. Let's continue. "For of this sort, this kind, are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts." These are women it's talking about that are open, vulnerable, ready to go right into sin, sleeping with men that sneak in their house when the husband is not around because they're captive, they're silly, they're foolish, they're contrary to godliness, and they go into sin. And this is what Jesus talked about to the seven churches in Asia. There's the spirit of the woman that calls herself a prophetess, Jezebel, and she teaches my servants, Jesus said, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And the Lord said, unless they repent, he'll throw them all into a bed and kill her children with death. And I am the Lord, and they'll all know that I am the Lord, and I search the heart. And the Lord is the Lord, and he is searching the heart, and he's contrary to religion. He's called you to bow the knee to Jesus, the Lord, and follow him. Praise the Lord. Listen, this is the way it works. Religion, they have a form, a facade, and they're masters of it. Like they're wolves, but they wear sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they're ravening wolves. Or what Paul would say, they appear as men of ministers of righteousness, or even as the devil can transform himself as an angel of light. They are masters, they deceive, and with fair speeches and good words, they deceive the hearts of the simple. You've got to be seeking Jesus. You've got to be seeking the Lord. And as you follow him and listen to him and obey him, he says in John 15, "I'm not calling you a servant. I call you a friend." Because a servant doesn't know what his master does, but a friend does know what his master does. And Jesus said, "All the things that I've heard of my Father, I make known to you." There's a special blessing. You walk with the Lord, make him the only Lord, and you will not be deceived. You will not believe the lie that is laid as a snare for the multitude, the wicked, the hypocrites, the disobedient, the ungodly. They're all going to come into this snare that's been spoken of in the Word. Listen, let's continue with this text, 2 Timothy 3, verse 4 and following, and now we're in verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, I was thinking today about people. They read books, they read scripture books, they read theme books, they read subject books on certain topics, topical studies. And it's like weaving a piece of manuscript and cutting holes around it to shape the manuscript into what you want it, and you're not getting the whole word of the Lord. If you're not careful, you're being deceived. Every single person I've met that's a church goer, that's part of this religious system that Jesus spoke against and was killed by, every single one that's sitting under an exalted man called a pastor is very immature, lacks discerning. And it's like there's whole realms of the Word of God that they're very ignorant. That's not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. They're totally unaware of the dragon's agenda, the devil, to have a one-world government. How he's used fake ministers that appear as ministers of righteousness. They're wolves that wear sheep's clothing, that speak of Jesus but don't know him, don't serve him, but just use his scriptures where it fits the agenda. Ever learning. Reading. Sitting on a pew, listening, taking into the thing, and they learn to have their taste tainted with. A brother I know that writes about these things as well and speaks of these things because it is a burden of the Lord. It's the message of the Lord to call people to true discipleship of Jesus, which is, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciple indeed. You must continue in the discipling of the Lord, which is a follower learner of Jesus. Learn of me, come unto me, follow me. And people are following men and teachers having itching ears. And they have their taste. They have a certain type of taste that they want, a certain type of religion that they want, and they buy it like a can of soup. One wants tomato soup. One wants chicken noodle soup. And when they open the can, that's all they want is that kind of soup. They will not eat the whole counsel of the Lord. And this is what Apostle Paul said, that he was faithful to declare all the counsel of the Lord. This is in Acts chapter 20, right when God showed him, Jesus had shown him he was about to die, and that those that he had ministered to, they would see him no more. And he says, my hands are clean of the blood of all men. What is he referring to? What God told Ezekiel. Warn them. Warn the wicked. When I show you, I'm going to judge. When I show you there's something wrong, you better speak what I tell you to say, or I hold you responsible. And if you've told them and they don't receive it, that's not on your hands. The blood is not on your hands. This is why a true man of God, that's going to suffer at the hands of you, the disobedient, that it suffers at the ones that reject the Lord. And this is what this text is saying in the beginning. Verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. There's always these Jannes and Jambres resisting the men of God, the servants of the Lord, that know the Lord and have heard from him and are on a message, an agenda. They're sent like couriers. And they're resisted. They reject the word. They resist the word. They oppose the word. Ever learning. They sound the same. They speak the same. But it's lacking the true spirit of the Lord. It's lacking the gospel of Jesus. It's lacking the fear of the Lord, the purity of the Lord, the truth of the Lord. And it's leavened. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. A little food of falsehood corrupts the whole manner. You're ruined. You sit under a man, you follow a man, you're deceived. You sit under the man. His name's Jesus Christ. There's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ. Christ Jesus. Follow him. And as you seek him and learn from him and are taught of him, like Paul said in Ephesians 4, you'll know his voice. And you'll bear witness with other men and women and children that are doing the same thing. That's what the true assembly of the Lord is. Let's define our term. People throw this phrase, church, around, and they lump in everything, all the cans of soup. No. A tree is known by its fruit. The righteous bear righteous fruit. The wicked bear wicked fruit. The ones that are self-appointed, self-serving, speak of themselves and boast of themselves. They speak of the world because they're of the world. They're disobedient. They're hypocrites. 2 Timothy 3:9 says, but they shall proceed no further. They're only going to succeed for so long. For their folly shall be made manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that God will expose this? God is exposing this, and it's coming through the word of the Lord, which is a light, which is light, which is a sword, which is a hammer, and it's exposing. And the Lord says it's a shame to speak of them that do such things behind secret, but the light does make manifest. And the light is making manifest, because you should have your faith and trust only in Jesus. And you should be about the will and the business of the Father, which is a true assembly, not made with brick and mortar, not disobeying the teachings of Jesus, not being an overlord over the people of God, not creating a religious system that is identical to Judaism. Rabbinic Judaism that came right out of Babylon, that killed all the prophets, all the wise men that were sent. Woe, woe, woe unto you. Your folly shall be made manifest, and you shall proceed no further, religious ones that disobey the word of the Lord. You're using people, harming people. A cult is a cult is a cult. A cult is a cult is a cult. It doesn't matter what kind of cult you're in. There's so many different kinds of cults. There's so many different types and shapes and sizes of religion and cults that use the Lord, like this that we read in the scriptures, that violate the scripture. People think their cult is better than the other cult, or not a cult as much as the other cult. You have the great cults that teach false doctrine and set up men as lords over the people, and the people are held captive. The denominations, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Catholics, the Baptists, all the schisms, all the divisions, they're not of Jesus Christ. But you fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And that is why I'm speaking of the master deceivers. They're masters of deceit. They're skilled, crafty, and they come in cunningly by stealth. You've got to study the scripture. You've got to know the Lord. Jesus went through in Matthew chapter 23, reproofing this religious system. They sat in Moses' seat. Who sits in Moses' seat today, ladies and gentlemen? Are you under the law? Are you keeping part of the law? Christ is of no effect to you. Christ will have no power for you. The law was worthless, powerless, It was not for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. These are scriptures I'm quoting. The law was a teacher, a schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, and till the seed came, which was Christ, and faith. The just shall live by faith. They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. We don't have legalistic systems today in the religious system of Christianity, the churches today, for the most part. It's laissez-faire. It's a form of godliness, but they deny the power of godliness. It's a facade. It's what Jesus talked about, hypocrisy. But it's obviously, they're saying one thing and doing another. All their works they do to be seen of men. Do you see this? Matthew 23, verse 5. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. It's all a show. It's all linear between man and man. It has nothing to do with God. They don't know God. They're completely unaware of the Lord. God is not in their thoughts. They've not sought the Lord. That's another scripture I'm quoting. That's sin. They love the uppermost rooms at the feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, the place of worship, the churches. The greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi, which means teacher, teacher. They have these meetings, the World Council of Churches. They have the broadcasters, all these teachers, all these men that package themselves and sell their cans of soup, their messages, their censored word, their scrolls of the word of the Lord with holes in it, cut out. But they give men what they want to hear. And people select their teacher and they follow their teacher, rather than the master. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. Why is this completely ignored? This is an example of what I'm saying. You don't hear this, Todd, in your religious place. Don't call any man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the commandments of Jesus Christ. Why do you call him Lord, Lord, and do not do the things he said? He said, he asked, Luke 6:46. Your brethren, in the kingdom of the Lord, in the assembly of the Lord, the true body of Christ, were brethren. And the gift of Christ is given to every single member of the body of Jesus. And we are to serve and bless and edify one another through the Holy Spirit, submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the needs are met through the gift of Jesus Christ. We're not called titles. We're not called masters. We're not exalted over people. We're not overlords, 1 Peter 5:3. We're not like the Gentiles that exercise lordship and dominion upon the people, Matthew 20, verse 25, Mark 10, 42. It doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither allow them that are entering to go in. They block the way. They're blind guides, and they lead the blind, and they both go right into the ditch. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. He also said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses. There you go. It's all about the money. And for a pretense, for a show, you make long prayer. Therefore, you shall receive the greater damnation. Matthew 23:16, woe unto you blind guides, woe, 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 which say, whoever shall swear by the temple, it's nothing. See, whoever swears by the religious system, the brick and mortar, the thing that's corrupt, that's a temple of robbers, according to Jesus, and according to Jeremiah, a temple of thieves. Oh, it's nothing. But whoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he's a debtor. You fools and blind. But what's greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? Remember, right now, that temple is obliterated. And the house of God is made by the Spirit of the Lord. It's in people that are washed, that are cleansed, that submit to the Lord, that follow the Lord. And they're a habitation of God through the Spirit. It's an assembly of the righteous by faith. It is not a brick and mortar religious system of con men, religious men that have exalted themselves, making merchandise of people, creating teachers, messages that are palatable for the people, with taking the word of God and the words of Jesus, even denying the words of Jesus, but create words, good speeches that sound so glitzy, glossy, but they deceive the gullible. Cult is a cult is a cult. Something that is false is false. Something that is dead is dead. Something that is deceived is deceived. Hebrews 3, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was a faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which are to be spoken after. But Christ has a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they've not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins. This is the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Consider Jesus, the apostle of the Lord, the bishop, the high priest of the profession, who's a master over his own house. There's so many people that are full of unbelief, no faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to be righteous because we're righteous by faith. You cannot do the will of God unless you know his voice. And this is why religious people that were caught up in this, deceived, led astray by the religious system, you're going to be standing on the outside of the door when the master of the house has risen up and shut to the door, and you yourselves find yourselves thrust out into outer darkness, knocking at the door. Lord, open unto us. And he says, I do not know you. Depart from me, all you workers of lawlessness. The last thing that Moses prophesied of the coming one, the prophet Jesus. God said he would put his words in his mouth, and that whoever would not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.